After having made the important distinction between the lower parts of our body and the higher parts of our body with Oze Yisrael B'Gvura, with the distinction that is made through wearing a belt, we now go much higher. Oite Yisrael B'Sifara, who crowns Yisrael with splendor, which, the Gemara tells us, when we cover our head, when we finish getting dressed. But the culmination of that is when we wear tefillin on our heads. Oite Yisrael B'Sifara, the actual splendor of Klal Yisrael is tefillin. Pe'er chachavish alecha, as the Pasuk tells us. Tefillin and pe'er, they're our glory. They're there, if you like, to activate our intellect, to connect it to something much higher. In fact, the Gemara tells us, that all the nations of the world will see that Hashem's name is called upon you, and they'll be afraid of you. Elu tefillin shebarosh. These are the tefillin on the head, in the head. The idea of internalizing the message of the tefillin, of tying Hashem's name to our body. Shem Hashem nikra alecha. Perhaps the only thing the Nazis ever got right was adding the name Israel to every Jew and Sarah to every Jewess. Shem Hashem nikra alecha. So many of our names carry with them Yud Kei Shem Hashem. Kel Aleph Lamed. Kel. We incorporate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name into our names. Hashem's name is called upon us. That's our glory. There's a beautiful Rambam. The Rambam tells us at the end of Hilchos Mezuzah, Amru Chacham Marishayim, the early sages told us, Kol Mishe She Tefillin Barayshay, if you've got tefillin on your head and your arm, you've got tzitzit on your garments, mezuzah on your door, Mechzik Hushile Yechta, you'll be okay. You won't sin because you've got Mazkirim Rabbim, many reminders. And these are the Malachim which save us from sin. Isn't that interesting? When a person fulfills the mitzvahs, they're surrounded by Malachim. Like we say at night, Mimini Michal, Mismeli Gavriel, Mufana Ariel, Machari Rafal, or Reishi Shechinaskel. We have Malachim all around us. They're created as a result of the mitzvahs that we do. Al Roishi Shchinaskel. Shchina, a lashon of being Sheikhin. Hashem dwells, he's close. Hashem's close to us through the mitzvahs that we do. That's Ayte Yisrael B'Sifara. That's the crowning glory of all of our actions. That's bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence into the world. That's making him manifest through our choices, through our decisions, through our mitzvahs. By covering our heads, and how much more so by wearing tefillin on our heads, we're developing a constant sense of awareness that there's something much higher than us. Gemara tells us, "Cover your head, kihechid havi alacha emesed eshmaya, yiras shamayim." Being real with spirituality, yiras milashim riya, say the Chassidus Sfarim. Yiras shamayim doesn't mean cowering away in a corner; it means seeing reality. It's so clear that which cannot be seen with the human eye, that which is inherently spiritual, can be seen with the soul, can be seen with the intellect. And when it's real to us, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is real to us, when mitzvahs are real to us, we're in a totally different place. We take our mitzvahs seriously. We invest in them. The message that we give to the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being real becomes obvious. And then about us, it can be said, Yisrael Asher Bacha Es Pa'er, Klal Yisrael, who are meant to be Atam Eidenum Hashem, Hashem's witnesses in this world. We become a sense of glory to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because when there are people in the world that are glorified with mitzvahs, that brings glory to Hashem himself.